You surprised when they went for it for fourth and one, and talk about the play itself, please.
No, I wasn't surprised. It was a decision they needed to make their first down. The play itself, they got me early in the game. The first play of the game, I peeked my head inside and let AP bounce outside on me. And I said I wasn't going to do that no more that game. So I kind of like set it up while I peeked inside and hurry up and got back out. I wanted him to bounce to me so I could have a chance to make that play. So he'll push up inside, and that's what happened.
You think that gave you all a lot of momentum on both sides of the ball after that?
It was a couple plays in the game gave us a few momentum plays. That was one big one, though. That was a big one. We needed that momentum. It kind of helped us finish the rest of the game out.
Talk about what they were trying to do to you. You had two sacks, three tackles for loss. Were they trying a lot of different things?
Yeah, they were trying, but I was just like, just get off the rock. And coaches put us in a good situation where they really couldn't. Because have the other guys show up on the ball, so they have to honor their guy off the ball or something. But it has been a good situation and just making plays.
What does it mean for the team to win a game, break the losing streak?
Well, I mean a lot, man. We work so extremely hard as a team, and we come in every week, say the same thing. We just got to find a way to get one, and they all start adding up. But it feels good to get a win and, you know, get back on the winning side. I'm happy about it.
We talked to you this week about playing well but needing to force turnovers. How big was it in the second half to get those two turnovers and kind of put the game away?
That was very big. Put our offense in a good situation. They came back and executed complimentary football. They went down and put up scores, and this lead, that's big when you can get turnovers and scores off turnovers. Most of the times, add up to win game.
You had a chance to play with your offense playing well this week and putting up points and then getting the lead. How different was that for the defense? Y'all feed off that?
Oh, all the time. Anytime your offense can go down, move the ball down the field and score points is big. Momentum shift, defense gets fired up, knowing they got to pass the ball, get ready to rush the pass. So that's a big positive when the offense go down the field and put up points.
Do you ever get tired the way you're always chasing plays all over the field?
Yeah, of course, but I just keep going. Just play nonstop.
What do you think this win can do for y'all? Now you got an extra day for the Monday night game. And is this indicative of how you could play on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, I think it'll give us a spark. We needed it. We needed a win, and the rest of our schedule, we can pretty much try to get ready for Baltimore and win, try to get another win. But I think this game really gave us a spark as a confidence builder for some of the guys, and we needed this win to come out here today, especially at home.
The way the first half went today seemed very similar to previous games. You know, a turnover from the offense, they immediately convert, you're playing from behind. Why do you think the team was able to not allow that to happen again?
Second half, we didn't want what happened last game happened this game. And when we came in the halftime, it was like, hey, we're not letting this go. We're not letting this game get away from us like we did the previous game in the second half. So we said we're going to stick together, come out and be physical like it was a 0-0 game. And we came out there and did that and finished the game.
How hard is it to do that when you got drives of 15 and 17 yards for touchdowns against you?
That's kind of hard, but you got to trust the process. We know our offense is going to get it going eventually. We just got to go out there and try to hold them to three or create another turnover of anything, whatever's possible. Just try not to let them get a touchdown in that situation. And 3 points is like giving them nothing in that when your offense turn the ball over on the 17 going in.
When you're out there making disruptive plays, does it make you want more? Are you feeding off that yourself, or do you just kind of play the same way the whole game?
Of course. I feel off any of our players making big plays, and, you know, it's just the type of game it is, really. And it was a great day to be honored Andre, and I was like, man, we need to go out and have a good day for him to be back. He talked to us yesterday and was like he'd been on the team with other guys been injured, and other guys stepped up around him. And I think guys listened to him yesterday at practice and came out here today, and those guys really was like, we were just going to step up and see who want to make the plays. And today we came out and made a lot of plays.
You guys have been really good against the run for almost all of the season, and you shut down Peterson. What was the key to shutting him down?
Just being more physical than they were up front. Being sound defense, everybody doing their job, staying in their gap, being gap sound defense, and playing on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage. And I think we did that today. All right, y'all have a good one.